The union bullies are back. Or did they ever go away? There is a case involving brewery workers, which would have you convinced that we're stepping back in time to the 1960s or the 1970s, to the dark old days of the union movement. We're now in 2016, and I thought in 2016 everyone had a right to go to work without being harassed, abused or vilified. But apparently, if you're a union thug, those rules don't apply to you. Carlton and United Breweries is using the Fair Work Act's anti-bullying laws to ban union officials from harassing their workers. The union has its thugs picketing because these workers accepted lower wages. So union thugs have been shouting scab, rat, dog and other expletives that I can't say on this radio program. And these are people just trying to go to work, trying to earn a wage, trying to send their kids to school, trying to pay the mortgage and maybe have a little bit left over for the weekend, but instead they have to run the gauntlet of abuse. In 2016, the union has encouraged a national boycott of Carlton products, and the Fair Work Commission, thankfully, has expanded orders to protect the entire brewery workforce from further abuse by union officials. So you've got to go off to the Fair Work Commission to ask for their permission to force the union thugs to stop being union thugs. In 2016, the Howard government went a long way to smash the dark culture of the union movement, but I'll tell you what, the battle goes on. We need to get the message to the thick heads in the unions that employees have the right to go to work without fearing for their safety.